KSL News Time 5:49, time for Triple Team Traffic, an emergency report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Slow and go, mixed with speeds that are kind of crawling along due to the current weather conditions. That's southbound I-15, downtown all the way into Utah County at Orem, almost to Provo. On the west side of the valley, your freeways are also stacked up and slow. The 21st South Freeway, I-80, I-215's west and south belts, but also your main secondaries, Redwood Road, Bangor Highway, 5600 West and Mountain View Corridor from Salt Lake all the way to Bluffdale and touching into Utah County. Michelle?
I-15 northbound from Orem up to the south interchange is heavy and slow. The biggest delay at this moment is the point of the mountain. There's also a stalled vehicle, though. It's in Lehigh. It's northbound. It's off to the right. It's after State Road 92. I-215 Eastside Belt Route. I-80 in the valley and through Parley's Canyon, as well as Highway 248 between Park City and Highway 40 in Summit County, are all heavy, slow, and treacherous. Mark?
Even though the speeds are still sluggish, they're actually picking up between South Salt Lake downtown and up into Davis County, northbound I-15. You know, again, folks driving a little bit more slowly, as they should be, but getting up towards SR-193 sluggish. But then after that, into Weber County, you're back open again. Same deal with I-84. Still sluggish out to Mountain Green, but speeds are picking up on Highway 89, on Legacy Parkway, on 215 at the north. And so good job. This November, you don't have to overindulge to do that home renovation project for the holidays. At Ogden's Flooring and Designs, they have low prices on flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.